Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the second parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're going to be learning Perak Beis Mishnah Yod and Perak Beis Mishnah Yod Aleph as we continue our discussion of the koi. We previously discussed the ways in which a koi is similar to a chaya, a wild animal. Now we're going to discuss in Perak Beis Mishnah Yod how a koi is like a behema, like a domesticated animal, says the Mishnah. Ketzad shavel behema. How is a koi like a behema? Number one, chelbo aser kechelev behema. Its fat, its chelev, is aser to be eaten, just like the fat of a behema. The Torah prohibits eating the chelev of cattle, sheep, and goats, which fall under the category of a behema. Therefore, it's also aser to eat the chelev of a koi out of a concern that it might be a goat, that it might be a behema. Continuing in the Mishnah, ve'en chayavin alav. Kares. However, a person who eats the fat of a koi would not get kares. Typically, someone who intentionally committed the sin of eating chelev, he gets kares. Hashem cuts him off from the Jewish people. If he was seen, however, by two eidim, by two witnesses, and he was warned, he got hasra by them that eating chelev is usher by the Torah, the court would punish him with malchus, with lashes. And if someone eats chelev by mistake, if he does it b'shogeg, he didn't realize that it was chelev, or he did not know the severity of the avera, he must bring a karban chatos to get a kapara, to get an atonement for the mistake that he did. However, none of these onshim, none of these punishments would apply to someone who ate the chelev of a koi, because again, a koi is possibly a chaya whose chelev would be permitted. Continuing in the Mishnah, ve'eno nilkach bekesef meiser lechol b'Yerushalayim, and the koi may not be bought with meiser sheni money in order to be eaten in Yerushalayim, just as a behema may not be bought with meiser sheni money in order to be eaten in Yerushalayim, unless of course it's being brought as a karban. Again, the halacha is like we learned before, that if someone transfers the kedusha for meiser sheni produce to money, he must use that money to buy food in Yerushalayim and eat the food there. The Chachamim made a decree, however, that one may not use Ma'aser Sheni money to buy an animal unless he brings the animal as a karbon shlamim, whose meat would be eaten by the owner and his guests in Yerushalayim. The reason for this was to encourage people to spend their Ma'aser Sheni money on karbanos, as we learned in the first parak of Maseches Ma'aser Sheni. Therefore, this decree, this gezerah, applies only to behemos, specifically cattle, sheep, and goats, which can be brought as karbanos, and not to chayos, which cannot be brought as karbanos. One is therefore forbidden to buy a behema with meiser unless he's going to bring it as a karban, but he would be permitted to buy a chaya. The Mishnah teaches us that it is usher to buy a koi with meiser, since a koi might be a behema. Continuing now in our Mishnah, the Mishnah says, V'chayav bizroa ulechayayim v'keva, and a koi is subject to the halach of giving the foreleg, the cheeks, and the fourth stomach to a kohen, as is the case with the behemoth. The halacha is the Torah requires a person, the owner of a shechted kosher behemoth, to give its right foreleg, its cheeks, with the tongue, and its fourth stomach to a kohen, as the Torah describes in Sefer Devarim. However, Rabbi Eliezer Poter, Bilazar says that one is not obligated to give these parts of a koi to a kohen, shamoti mechaveru all of haraya, because in, when it comes to any financial or monetary disputes, the halacha is that the burden of proof rests on the person who wants to take property, wants to take money from another person. And in this case, it is the kohen who wants to take these parts from the owner of the animal. Therefore, in order to receive them, the kohen must prove that a koi is a behema, which he does not have the ability to do. Now, the first Tana, on the other hand, learns from the verse in the Torah that these parts must be given to a kohen, even in the case of a koi, regardless of this concept of emoti mechaveru all of haraya. Continuing now with the last Mishnah in the Parak Beis, Mishnah Yod Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Ketzad eino shavelo lechaya velo lebehema. How is a koi not like a chaya or like a behema? Aser mishum kilay mechayv im habehema. Says the Mishnah that it is aser, due to the Isser of Kilayim, to mate a koi with a chaya or a behema. Hakosif chayasu vehemto livno, that if someone writes a document giving his chaya or his behema to his behema to his son as a matana, as a gift, and he happens to also own a koi, Lo kasav lo es hakoi. The koi is not included in that document. It would only be specifically the behema and or the chaya, because we assume that he meant to include only animals that are definitely chayos or definitely behemos, as opposed to a koi whose status is unclear. Continuing in the Mishnah, Amar Hareini Nazir, Shezeh Chaya O Behema. If someone says, saw a koi, and he says that I am a Nazir, right? Someone who declares himself as a Nazir is also again to cut his hair, to drink wine, or become a tummy from a dead body. So if someone says that he sees a koi and he says, I am a Nazir if this is a Chaya, or he says, I am a Nazir if this is a Behema, Hare Hu Nazir. He becomes a Nazir out of Suffolk, because either statement might be true. Either it might be a Behema or it might be a Chaya. And therefore, in either case, he would become a Nazir. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ushar called Drachav Shavim Lechaya Vila Behem. In all other respects, in all other areas, the halacha is that the halachas of Vakois are similar to those of Chayos and those of Behemos, meaning to say that both halachos of Chayos and Behemos would apply to a koi as well. How so? V'ta'u and shchita kezeh u'kezeh. That a koi requires shechting, requires slaughtering before it can be eaten, just like a chaya, and certainly just like a behema as well. U'metami mishum nevela. And it also transmits tum as a nevela, right? If a koi were to die without being shechted properly, then it would transmit impurity, then it would transmit tumah, just like the nevela of a behema or the nevela of a chaya. Umishum eiver menachai, and it transmits tumah as eiver menachai. If a limb was removed from a living koi, the limb transmits tumah. It certainly can be eaten as well, just like in a case of a behema or of a chaya. Kazeu v'chazeh, says the Mish, just like a chaya and a behema transmit tumah when they are dead, or by means of this eiver menachai, so too the halacha is true when it comes to a koi as well. Quick review: Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud discussed the various ways in which a koi is like a behema. Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph discussed the various ways that a koi is not like a chaya or a behema, and then it concluded by discussing a few ways in which it is like both a chaya and a behema. Have a great day, and mazel tov on finishing the second parak of Maseches Bikurim.